Did you ever build, other than this, did you ever build any houses?
No, I never did build any myself.
Did you have, did you help on them?
Yeah, I've helped build lots of them.
Were you, was that part of the work out at Bryce?
Well, we put up some new buildings, but mostly just repair work out
mm-hmm.
there.
They don't have any separate houses as such, do they? They're mostly just big buildings?
Well, all the hospitals are just big buildings.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should have gone into the house building business. You did a pretty good job on this one, it looks like. Let's see, what about a big building that you might keep cattle and horses in? And that kind
of barn.
Okay. What about a building where you'd store corn?
That's usually called a crib.
Okay. If you store other kinds of grain, do you have any certain name for a building where you'd store other kinds of grain?
Well, you could have a hay shed. Hay shed, well, that's not grain, but...
Okay. What about the top part of the barn? What's that called? Up where you put hay and stuff?
That's called a loft in a barn.
Okay. If a farmer's cutting hay before he bales it up, sometimes he'll stack it up out in the field and make what out of it?
Shops.
Okay. Any special name that you have for a barn where you keep cows?
Cow barn.
What if you keep horses there?
Well, that'd be a horse barn.
Okay, you, what about a place where cows are put to be milked?
Well, as many of them as I've seen milking them places, I don't know what to call them.
Okay. what about a place where you'd keep pigs and hogs?
Well, that's a hog lot or pig lot.
Okay. What about a place where you might get milk and butter?
Well, that comes from the dairy.
And around the barn, fenced-in place that the animals can, you can let them go in, that's called what?
Cow lot.
Okay. What do you call this out here where your cows are grazing?
Pasture.
Okay. Those are your cows, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's that one little calf out there that's having more fun running and jumping and carrying on. I watched him a minute ago.
Yeah.
She'll run right up next to the fence, and then when you drive by, she runs like you're scaring her to death. I noticed her a minute ago. I thought maybe I'd really scared him, but she stopped.
Just playing,
yeah,
I guess.
Just running away from the fence, just to be running. Let's see. When you grow cotton, you have to get out in it during the summer with a hoe and get the weeds out of it, and you call that what?
Hoeing.
Okay. You ever hear anybody call it chopping cotton? Or no, that's when you're thinning it
that's
out.
That's right, and that's fine.
What are some undesirable grasses that you might get in your cotton? Do you have any certain type of grass that grows in worse than others?
Yeah, the crabgrass is the worst we have here.
Did you ever hear of any called inch a night or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Fella up in Morgan County was telling me about some of that. Said that it looked like it really grew an inch a night sometimes. What do you call the place down here where your garden is? Would you say that is a field or a patch or?
Call it a garden patch.
A garden patch. Okay. What are the different kind of fences that you can think of?
Well, first fence they ever saw was a rail fence, and then